you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
There are some people who believe they were born for a particular purpose. Some stumble upon their purpose by accident, others based on circumstances. On today's program, we share the story of how a woman who once aspired to be a doctor found a love for teaching. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. Meet Denise Grant McNeil. She's a senior teacher at the Horizon Park Primary School in Spanish Town, St. Catherine. Her journey into teaching began at age 19, but it wasn't her first choice.
I really wanted to become a doctor, but, you know, financially and otherwise, I realized that I wanted to do something with my life. So I applied for a pre-trained job, and I got to at Macaulay Primary, so I started.
It was while working at Macaulay Primary that she developed a love for teaching. It grew so much that she enrolled at the Micah University, then called Micah Teachers College.
Mathematics is my favorite subject. I really wanted to do mathematics, but I could only afford to go to college part-time. Primary education was what they did part-time, so I just went for it.
Mrs. Grant McNeil's passion for mathematics has transferred to her students. They get excited when she teaches the subject.
If I'm supposed to preach the thing, if I'm supposed to DJ the thing, you know, I do various things to bring the children to understand. I'll do just about anything, and I think of ways of narrowing the thing. You have to use the experience that they have had to tie it up with the subject so that they can see the real life aspect of it. We live mathematics every day, we do math every day, and if you can tie it up like that, they will tend to understand more where you're coming from and tend to even appreciate it more. So that has worked for me.
The excitement in the classroom also comes with its challenges. One of the greatest challenges she shares is keeping and holding the interest of her students.
As long as they are normal and they have the interest, I'm good. My greatest challenge now is a child who is not interested. If they are not interested, it's very difficult to get them to learn. Because, you know, once you love something and you're interested in something, it doesn't matter how difficult it is. As long as you have the interest, you will be motivated to try. And as long as you are willing to try, trust me. Because as long as a child is normal, I think that child can learn.
Mrs. Grant McNeil finds joy in teaching children who may be classified as slow learners and watching them grow.
The class that I have now, I have them from last year. It was a grade 5 class, and I have from primary to grade 3. The highest reader in the class was a grade 3, and I was able to move those children, the grade 3 to grade 6 level. I was able to move primary in 1 year from primary to grade 3 to grade 4, and that added value for me, and it's rewarding for me. You must have got love for people, willingness to help, willingness to go overboard, willingness not just to be a teacher, but you are everything. You are a counselor, you are a mother, you are just about everything that you can think of. You are a nurse. If you are a teacher, you are everything.
Special thanks to senior teacher at Horizon Park Primary School, Denise Grant McNeil, for sharing her story. If you're interested in becoming a teacher, you have several institutions to choose from, such as the Micah University College, as well as Shortwood, St. Joseph's, Churches, and Sam Sharp Teachers Colleges. That's it for this week's Career Talk. On behalf of Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Andre Palmer. Take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.